So we get to, obviously, prime number one, and that is Sean Clifford. Sean Clifford obviously was here 6 years. Everybody knows it. It has been well documented. The State College Spikes are even going to have a retirement party for him on July 11th, which includes a bobblehead. And Sean Clifford rolled with it, ended up quarterbacking a Cotton Bowl winning team, ended up quarterbacking a Rose Bowl winning team. When Jack Ham and I went to practice the Friday before the Rose Bowl, and it's raining, James Franklin looks over at us and says, "Hey guys, come to Southern California, enjoy the sunshine." And we're like, "Ah." But we're watching Sean go through practice. And it's bang, 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 bang. Like deep ball. Oh, right there. And Jack looked over at me and he said, "Hey, Steve, do you feel like, just looking at him, you feel like he's throwing the ball harder?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "He really does. It looks like he's got a lot more zip on it." And not only a lot more zip, but even the deep ball had a little something to it as well and was accurate. And he played, obviously, an outstanding Rose Bowl. He was the game's offensive MVP. He then did well in the All-Star games. Pro Day, he was okay. He wasn't great on Pro Day, but he was okay. But let's start with the base here. Sean Clifford knows how to play, and that's important. And he knows what he's looking for. You put the whiteboard there, and you diagram something on the whiteboard. He is going to be able to take you through what everybody is supposed to do on the whiteboard and the counters to what a defense will do. He can do that. It's a question of him being able to, quote, deliver the goods on the field. When you look at his numbers, the complaint that the fans are going to have overall about Sean will be, I think, you know, if I'm going to, I hope I have this right in terms of what the fans think. They think that in key spots he threw too many interceptions.
100%.
All right. So now let's take a look at what he's done. Let's transition back to July and August. And what did I say on the show back in July and August? That Sean needed to get his completion percentage up to 65%, and he needed to have a 3-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, correct? And just to confirm, that is what I said consistently all summer about him. And he ended up hitting 64.4% for the season. He threw 24 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Okay. And remember, one of those interceptions was in the opening game, and it was run back, yes, for a touchdown that put Purdue in front. And was interesting coming out of that game, in a game where Sean Clifford directed a game-winning drive and a touchdown pass to Kevon Lee to win it, 35-31, I felt like the entire week all we heard about was the interception. And it was a night where I think he threw 4 touchdown passes, if I recall correctly.
Exactly right. Plus, he had the brilliant 2-minute drive at the end of the first half, which started to turn the tide a little bit, too.
No question. And he did all of that. Right? But everybody talked about the interception because it was run back. And I understand that. It was one of those, oh, here we go again moments. But let's take Sean Clifford and the full body of work. The 1 year that is the one where you sit back and go, ugh, is 2020, the pandemic year. No fans in the stands, the whole thing. He threw 16 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. I mean, and you're talking about he threw 9 interceptions in 9 games. He started 8 of them. And that's a problem. And a lot of those 9 interceptions, by the way, were in the first 5 games when Penn State started 0-5. And then he didn't start the Iowa, and he didn't start the Iowa game, so they were 0-4 with him as the starter. He didn't start the Iowa game. Will came off the bench, played pretty well against Nebraska. Then he started against Iowa. Then Sean came off the bench in that game. And then down the stretch, I think Sean threw 5 or 6 touchdown passes and only 1 interception down the stretch, something like that. But let's take the other 3 seasons. The other 3 seasons, 19, 21, and 22, he threw 68 touchdown passes and threw a total of 22 interceptions. That's 3-1. Okay. 68 touchdown passes and 22 interceptions. All right. And it's not going to be comparable to the 9 interceptions that total that C.J. Stroud threw in 2 years. I mean, nobody is saying that. And again, we're talking about a guy that is in all likelihood on the pathway to being a free agent, not drafted, as opposed to a first-round pick in Will Levis. There's a lot of, you know, okay? And we know what Will has done. But, you know, Will has thrown in 2 years, right? At Kentucky, he ended up throwing 43 touchdown passes, but 23 interceptions. He threw 1 more interception in 2 years that Sean threw in 3. He knows how to play. And if you're looking for a guy that's going to be on your practice squad, looking for a guy that's going to be your third quarterback, he is a guy that, whether it's the 7th round or in free agency, you have to consider. I didn't say 1st round, 2nd, 3rd. I didn't, you know, the 2nd, 3rd through 7th round. You know, I'm saying and this is something to at least look at. I'm not saying he's 6'3", 6'4", he's got this cannon or anything like that. But you know what? You're always looking for that extra quarterback, that third guy that can step in, and there are enough third guys that have to step in, right? And that's what you're looking for, and I think he's worthy of a chance, whether it's in the 7th round or as a free agent, to take a long look at.